and hear the Lord say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." We're delighted that God has blessed us with life, health, and strength, and with the presence of mind to come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. To worship Him in spirit and in truth. And how I live on planet Earth, as I stand before God at the judgment, giving an account of how I lived on planet Earth. And that's for every human being. Every human being. And it's a strange thing that the folks that we see on Sunday morning, a heap of them said, "Lord, I don't have time for you tonight. I have some things that I must do. And you have to wait on me the next Sunday." Be careful about that. Today is the Lord's what?
Day.
He gives us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On the first day of the week is the Lord's day. We even say that. This is the Lord's day. Well, if it's the Lord's day, put Him first. Put Him first. Well, you know, I have to tell them it's Sunday. And you worship God on Sunday. Now that's on my record in Glory Land, which means that I've shared it with His people and the people, because I don't want it coming up on my record as a negative. Well, why didn't you tell the folks? Well, Lord, I didn't want to hurt their feelings. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, prepared for a place for the devil and his angels. I don't want to hear that for me. I want to hear what you should want to hear. Well done, a good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up higher. And what you going to do, Lord? I'll make you a ruler over many. Whoopee! Aren't you glad you're in another church? Aren't you glad you're a member of the Church of Christ?
Yes, sir.
When Jesus came to planet Earth, He chose His apostles, the men that He was going to train to teach His word, because He didn't come to stay down here. He chose 12 apostles, taught them, trained them His gospel. And then when He made His final trip back to glory, He says, "Now don't go preach until you hear from me again." And that's in your Bible, in Acts chapter 1. They went to Jerusalem, went upstairs, and waited. And God blessed them, sent down His message that they was to carry to the world. And they did what they were supposed to do. Preaching God's word here, there, and yon. We read about it in His holy book called the Bible. And when you read the book of Revelation, I think it's over here in the book of Revelation. Is it chapter 10, or what chapter is it? What chapter I'm looking for? Not the first verse. Revelation chapter 20. What does that say under there? I think that's 26, isn't it? 27? Oh, so you do have a Bible. I want you to be with me. Where am I supposed to be? Brian, where are you supposed to be doing all that talk? And I saw the angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit. Let's drop on down to verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. You're there? Chapter 20, verse 12. And the books, plural. Is that plural in your Bible too? The books were open, which is the book of life for all the human beings that lived on planet Earth. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Did you get that? Did you get that? Information ahead of time. Human beings are going to be judged by what is recorded in their book. According to their books, not a part of verse 12. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged. Every man, nobody's going to be absent, according to their works. Well, they came on Sunday morning, but the Lord, they didn't show up on Sunday night in your book. Too busy. And the book, too lazy. Too selfish. Amen, preacher. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. One of them is bad enough. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, are you there? Was cast into the river to swim. Just want to make sure that you're reading your Bible. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Have mercy. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. New heaven and a new earth. A time to decide. A time to decide. Luke chapter 9. And the verses are 57 through 62. When we check that out, we have a picture of the commitment to which Christ, our Lord and Savior, is calling us. First, we see our Lord as he makes his decision. He set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem. On his way to his last days on earth, to his crucifixion. He has made the decision. He has put his hand to his plow and he is not turning back. He is committed to the ultimate of death. Our Lord is calling us to our commitment. A commission of following him. His commission and our commission. There is the setting and in between. He meets three men. All of us, every one of us, can perhaps identify with one of these men. Because one of them shows us what it is to be committed to Jesus Christ. Whatever you do on planet Earth, Be sure you study your Bible, and if you can't read, get somebody to read to you so that you will know what to do as you traverse on planet Earth. Created by God. And there is also going to be a day of recognition. Every one of us can perhaps identify with one of these men, because each one of them shows us what it is to be committed to Jesus. And our Lord, He came all the way from glory, away from heaven, just for our benefit. What brought Him here? His love for us. His love for us. Understandably, on planet Earth, there will be some dark days. Here and there. But not every day. And ain't that good news? You don't want any dark days. But you know there are going to be some dark days. And thank God, every day ain't a dark day. The Lord our God and Savior wanted us to straighten up and fly right. Wanted us to be volunteers to follow the mandate of the trained men called apostles. We are called upon not only to believe upon the Lord, but to suffer for Him if need be and necessary. Your Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29, For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in Him. Hello? Let me give you the book, chapter and verse again, because I want you to see it. The book is Philippians, the chapter is 1 and the verse is 29. And wake up your neighbor if he or she is sleeping. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in Him, but also to do what? To suffer for His sake. Whatever it costs, whatever the price, don't quit. Some of us may be facing a real cost in our lives. You may be paying a high price in that particular place where God has seen fit for you to be. It may be lonely. May be hard. Maybe there is some misunderstanding between you and you've taken your stand and put God first. By the grace of God, let us decide to face our commitment to which He is calling and has called us to. From now on, let no man deceit you nor trouble you. And be able to say, for if need be, for I bear in my body the marks of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 6 and the verse 17. Luke chapter 9, verse 59. Then He said to another man, follow Me. But he said, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead do what? Let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and preach the kingdom of God. Jesus does not take second place. This Jesus may have been in your eyesight, You may have considered Jesus being cruel, callous, but not so, because he had come to die for you and for me.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going to spend eternity? Criticizing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ won't help. This man wanted to go and take care of some business. And then, Lord, I'll be where? I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Just as soon as I finish this. Jesus said, no. When I call you, you must decide. Now. This is more important than anything else on planet Earth. Make your calling and election sure. Make your calling and election sure. This man was looked upon to make a decision. Jesus is saying to us, make your decision. Make your decision, your commitment, and make it now. Make it now. I want to encourage those of you who are visiting with us today and you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You can't read about your book by name in the Bible. I say, believe your book if you can't read about your church. If you can't read about your understanding of religion and Jesus Christ as synagogue sent and sent to place, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Yes, sir.
Jesus trained, came all the way from heaven. 33 years training 12 men to be his disciple. To be their teacher on planet Earth. No, I don't want you making any mistakes. Tell it and tell it right the first time. We are reading what they taught by the power of the Holy Spirit. We sing the song and we sing it loud and clear. Hold to what? God's unchanging hand. God's not going to change for you. And he's not going to change for me. He has given us his commandments. It is his heaven. So if you want to go to his heaven, we must know his will.
Amen.
And obey the same thing. Regardless of the situation, the circumstances, or the price that we paid. May God grant in these days, as we face the task that he has given us, of living a life of holiness and righteousness after his commandments and after his encouragements. If we plan to make in heaven what? Our eternal home of abode. We don't have forever. And we put off what we know we need to do regarding our soul. Quit that. Have more sense than that. And have more honor to God. To know his will, know what I am supposed to do, study his Bible, obey his Bible. And we sing the song loud and clear. Hold to his hand, to his... Don't get too excited. Church. For those of you in this audience and you're members of the Church of Christ, you understand what I'm sharing with you. This is perhaps old news to you and for you. You have been taught the truth. You learned the truth. You know the truth. And you obeyed the gospel. And you were added to the Church of Christ according to the Scriptures. The apostles, all of them are dead. Jesus is alive. He's gone back to glory. Who's going to tell the world? Who's going to tell others? Everybody don't want to hear it. Let us, because we have a relationship with God, sons and daughters adopted by Him, because we have heard the gospel, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. Let us not be ashamed of what we have done. Let us ask God to bless us, to be aware and alert of the opportunities that may come or that may pass our way. That we be not hesitant to share with others what thus saith the Word of God. Are you a child of God? Do you believe that one day we're going to have to give an account for the life that we lived on planet Earth? Let's get together and see what God has to say. Let us study His Bible together to see how we ought to live and where we ought to worship Him and how we ought to worship Him. Asking questions. God is not coming back to walk the streets. Jesus Christ is not being sent back to walk the streets. And all of the apostles, not one of them is going to come back and teach others what thus saith the Lord of heaven. We sing the song and we sing it loud and clear. Don't we? Hold to what? Oh, hold. And we can sing it. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. I've had the experience. You perhaps have had the experience. On rare occasions. Where the individual gets upset sharing God's news. When they can plainly see. And God's word. There is only one Lord. One faith. And one baptism. There are times when they might get upset with you, instead of being upset with God. You may have to remind them, we are studying God's word, not mine. I didn't write this. This is God's word. And I'm endeavoring to share it with you so that you will know how, who, and what to do in order to live a godly life here and to hear God say at the final roundup of human affairs, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And each time, I think about this. I do some soul inspection. Don't be bashful. It helps me not to be bashful. And blesses me to look for and be alert to opportunities to share a word for the God of heaven. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books How? According to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man. How? Not according to your feeling. Not according to their feeling. But according to their works while they were on earth. Death and hell were judged. What was that? Verse 14. Death and hell was what? Cast into the lake of fire. Help somebody before you leave this world to know what thus saith the word of God, that they might escape being put into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And notice what the next verse says. And whosoever, no matter what kind of kinfolk or whatever, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the what?
Lake of fire.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Oh, church. We can put our small minds to those verses. We can extravagate as far as our mind will take us and what we have seen of what this judgment day is going to be like. It's beyond human characteristics. It's beyond our human understanding of what judgment is going to be like. But oh, church, yes, we will know right from wrong. We will remember right from wrong. And from the looks of this, it looks like every human being was going to be judged one by one in the judgment. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life. Hello, are you a member of the book of life? Is your name in the book of life? We have the book of life. Is your name written in the book of life? If your name is written in the book of life, you will hear God say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." But if not, you will hear him say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." Which do you want to hear? There are some precious souls here this morning, perhaps. Oh, I used to be very diligent, committed, and dedicated, da-da-da-da-da. Well, what happened? Well, you see, I just work so hard and get so tired. And I just can't make it sometime. Tell the folk you work for to ease your burden. Don't tell God to wake, to hold up. You excuse me, God. He gave his only begotten son. Listen now. He gave his only begotten son just for us. To come down to planet Earth, to stay 33 years, and he allowed us to crucify his only begotten son just because of his love and his desire for us to come and live again with him forever. That's what he did for us. There should be no hesitation and no second thinking. And knowing what he has done for us and not immediately hold to God's unchanging hand by obeying the gospel. Reiterating, Jesus chose
how many men
to carry his message? The apostles. He died a painful death. Chose, trained 12 apostles to carry his message. They did that. All of this he did for us. That's why we have what's called a Bible and the information that we need that's telling us how to live on planet Earth. 12 apostles. We only read about one church. Salute one another with an holy kiss, the churches of Christ. Salute you. Not one, not two, one church. All to God's unchanging hand. I endeavor to preach this book because I want to hear at least one thing from the judgment. Not a whole sentence, just two words. Maybe that be a, maybe it's a sentence, I don't know. But I'm not, I don't care what it is, as long as it say, well done. Good and faithful servant. And if you are in your right mind, that's all you want to hear. Well done from the Lord. You've been faithful over a few things, come on up a little higher. And I'll do what? I'll make you ruler over many. Brothers and sisters, visiting friends, continue to read and study the Bible for yourself so that you will know when I'm preaching the scripture, when anybody else is preaching the scripture, and when there's some stuff being said that ain't in the Bible. Pardon my colloquialism, but ain't. I mean, is not in the Bible. If you would please, I'd like to for you to hear. Can you hear me? I'd like for the song leader to sing the song as we together stand. You fight on. You've heard the gospel, believe it, receive it. And obey it. Be buried in water baptism. The water's ready. The garments are ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark, are you ready? Are you ready to please the Lord?
You fight on.
All right.
You fight on.
Give God.
Fight on.
Give God your life.
Fight on. Keep your hand.
One law, one law.
Hand.
One faith.
You fight on.
One baptism.
You fight on. You fight
God only has one church.
You fight on.
His apostles established.
You fight
one church.
On.
Not two. Not three.
You fight
one church.
On. Keep
all to God's unchanging hand.
In God's hand. You fight on.
Just a minute.
You fight on.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Jesus had 12 apostles. They all preached the same gospel. They all established only, the ones that did, only one church. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Church of Christ here, Church of Christ there, here's Christ here, Church of Christ. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Jesus died to purchase his church. The Son of God, that's how precious it is to him and to his Father, the Church of Christ. It's his purchase and bought with his life. Don't play Russian roulette with your life, your life. You've heard and read the gospel, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Don't put it off. This book says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't be hard-headed. Don't be stiff-necked. Hold to God's unchanging hand. One more verse, please.
You fight on. Keep your hand.
Where?
In God's hand.
And?
You fight on.
Amen. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Matter of fact, we don't know what afternoon holds. This afternoon holds. Make your calling and election sure. You can read something different in your Bible. Please, let me know about it. Show it to me. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to be in a church displeasing God. If I can't read it, I know it's not of God. God keeps a record. Did you know that? God keeps a record. And our record book, mine and yours, and others, and everybody's, are going to be open at the judgment. And all you want to hear God say is two words. Well done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you can. You can be positioned so that that's what you will hear. But it's your call. Brothers.